This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WCZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome, everybody. This is Talk Radio WZZN, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. Glad you're all here today on National Sloppy Joe Day.
I can get behind that.
What's that?
I can get behind that.
I can get behind that all day long.
And I'll bring the napkins.
You bring the napkins, I'll bring the appetite. And that was producer Brian Temple. And one thing I want to do today before we get into our program, which, by the way, this is going to be our last show of the week. We have been preempted by a Trash Panda preseason game, as we are the home of the Trash Pandas. They have occasionally they have some day games, but not that often. And then Friday, as March Madness begins, we're going to be preempted by the Alabama Hofstra game. But that's okay.
We used to call day baseball game. You used to call them a businessman special.
Yeah.
And go out to the park. We used to do that back when dinosaurs roamed the newsroom and I worked in television. We would get done with our noontime show, and we would get to the Stars game just about time for the start of the third inning.
Well, hey, that's...
At that time, they would just open the gates and let us in. So we would sit in the cheap seats and grab a cold beverage and a snack, because it was hot as daylights out there. And just sit up in the upper decks and watch some baseball.
And there's nothing like watching baseball. And that, folks, was the voice of producer Brian Temple. And what I want to do today, if you go to our website, you'll see me. You'll see my picture. You can read about me. But I am not the straw that stirs the drink. I am not the person that keeps this show on track. That is producer Brian Temple. And I thought it was only appropriate to let you know just a bit about Brian, who produces the show. I'm new to this game. Brian has been in this since he was in college at Jacksonville State University in the late 80s, early 90s, where he worked on the campus radio station, WLJS. And that led to a brief stint at WDNG in Anniston, followed by WHMA in Anniston and WVOK in Oxford. And then Brian started moving from the radio to the TV world, where he worked part-time at WJSU-TV in Anniston, first in studio production and then eventually becoming a technical director for the evening newscast. Brian became a Huntsville resident in 1994 when he moved here to work for WAFF as a technical director, becoming the station's operation manager in 2015. And while he did that, he had a hand in producing just about everything you can imagine. Olympic torch run in 96, Veterans Day parade, countless newscasts, productions, debates, telethons, tornadoes, snowstorms, you name it. And he also was the head of the production team for the 2016 presidential visit. During that time, he also worked remotely for radio for WKLS-FN in Gadsden, where he hosted the midday show, and his station won the Alabama Radio Station of the Year in 2015 from the Alabama Broadcasters Association. In 2018, he left TV and became the media director for First Baptist Church, where he led a staff of volunteers, and they did live streams, multi-camera, two worship services, and they produced the 10:30 a.m. worship service live on WHNT-TV, which I think is still on today. And during the COVID shutdown, oh, we also produced the Living Christmas Tree down there. If you've never gone to see that, you really ought to. It's quite a show. And during the COVID shutdown, he and his team developed a recorded program that would be known as TV Church, which now airs every Sunday on WAAY as well as on YouTube. Brian had some health issues, and he left First Baptist to recuperate and learned to live with a little illness called muscular dystrophy, which was diagnosed in 2023. And he had a couple of scares with that, but it's leveled off to a plateau, and he still continues to work with his doctors for treatment, but health is improving daily. And then Brian was hired, and thanks to Scott Tyson and later Steve Moulton, he joined the staff here at 97.7 on the sports side, the Zone, to help on Fridays with airing football games. And we do a lot of football games on Fridays on the other side. And somehow, I guess, to me at least, he has made himself useful and indispensable. Brian currently produces The Drive with West Neighbors Steve, and also this show, The Point, with me. And he's the station's traffic manager, and he lives in North Alabama with his wife, Kara, and Ollie, the Wonder Dog. And I live in South Alabama with my wife, Ann, and our wonder dog, Ollie, and also Winston the Dachshund. Did that sum it up pretty good, Brian?
That makes it sound much more impressive than it really felt going through it. But thank you for your kind words and a brief stroll through my history. My philosophy has always been help the people that you see on hear on the radio and see on TV to look and sound as best they can, and provide technical skill that's so smooth that they don't think about it, so they do what they do best. So this, I found that this is what I do best, and so they can do what they do best. Also, as a person of faith, and when I took a huge jump to go work at First Baptist Huntsville, I've always seen this as a bit of a ministry. You know, those who are people of faith and walk as a person of faith are less judged by what we say and more judged by how we act. And so if we can do that better, then maybe someone will come out and ask us, hey, why are you the way you are? So, of course, I have people ask that all the time. Why are you the way you are?
What's wrong with you?
No, I appreciate your kind words, and I appreciate taking time out of the show to talk about it.
Well, I think it's a thing that is needed to do because, in my humble opinion, Brian is not just the producer. He is my partner in this show. Without him, it would not happen. Without him pointing at me occasionally, just like he did a few minutes ago, saying, oh, by the way, mental telepathy, you don't have your microphone turned up, so... You know, those kind of things have got
another
to happen.
Another concept would be known as an accessory to a crime.
There you go. Well, speaking of being an accessory to a crime, we're going to come back in a bit, and we're going to have our normal Wednesday segment, which is the Redstone Report with Redstone Rocket editor Skip Vaughn. A lot of stuff in the Rocket today, a lot of stuff happening out on the Arsenal. I look forward to hearing it all.
And my favorite part, what he's been listening to this week.
I don't think you'll like this one. I didn't.
So. Well, you know. He's been hitting him out of the park. I'll give him one.
Well, do you even know who Sugar Ray is?
Absolutely.
I've Sugar Ray Leonard, the boxer. That's all I know.
It's not that far off, but yeah, music hits pretty hard.
All right. Well, hey, we'll take
a break. We're going to learn with Skip. He's going to be our teacher today.
There you go. Back in a minute, folks. This is Bill Crawford. This is The Point.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information. information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
Hey folks, Arthur Seed, managing partner at University Kia, letting you know we are proud supporters of Alabama and Auburn football. Swing by University Kia today and check out our huge selections of brand new Kias, including the spacious Telluride 8-passenger SUV, the slick new K5, the sporty Kia Seltos. We've got perfect cars for every lifestyle and budget. Visit UniversityKia.com to view all our amazing offers and get pre-approved in minutes. Cause we want to see you in a Kia. Roll Tide, War Eagle.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here have trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
It's softball time in Alabama, and the best place for your travel softball team is to play with U-SSSA Softball. Not only for the best travel team tournaments, but for recreational softball tournaments all around the area, as well for your high school level softball team. Plus, the U-SSSA National Championship this year is at the Gulf Shore and Orange Beach and the Foley Softball Complex. Now, for more information, visit alfastpitch.utsssa.com. That's alfastpitch.utsssa.com.
At the Open Bottle, you'll always find something that hits the spot. Settle in with a glass of wine or one of 48 beers on tap. Our patio feels like hanging out with your friends in your own backyard, only with a full service bar and better music. Before you head home, browse our curated wine selection, spirits, or large selection of craft beers to take with you. It's always a good night to stop by the Open Bottle.
No Wi-Fi?
How are we going to stream the game?
Mom, I have a research project due.
How are we going to make dinner?
Don't let power outages send your family into a meltdown. Get a Generac generator from Current Electrical. We keep your lights on and your Wi-Fi on. Visit GenSuperstore.com or call 256-880-1880. Trust us, your family will thank you.
Most current way to keep your power on, GeneracSuperstore.com.
You've been paying on that life insurance policy for years, but maybe you don't really need it anymore, or it's gotten a bit too expensive. Well, before you just let it expire, let Neighbors Insurance Solutions share with you some alternatives that you haven't considered. Don't throw away something that still may have great value for you. If you want to learn more about what Neighbors Insurance Solutions can do for you, call 256-763-7693. A death benefit could be a life benefit. Learn more at 256-763-7693.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford and producer extraordinaire Brian Temple. We are with you on Talk Radio WZZN. You can give us a call on the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline at 256-382-0724.
Just like Skip Vaughn did. He's got his running shoes on today. He is always busy.
Skip, we're hearing that you're having a case of wanderlust today. What's going on?
Yeah, this is when you'll find when you get to be my age, sometimes you get lost. And I lost my car right now. I was covering an event, and I got the parking lot attendant helping me find it. But anyway, I'm sitting down where I can talk. So
it's not lost. It's extending the tour.
That's true.
Well, where is this? Where is this at? Where you have lost it at? Is it on the arsenal somewhere?
No, it's at the Huntsville Botanical Garden, and I didn't realize they had so many buildings, and all these buildings look alike. And I thought I was parking at a safe, easy place to find, but apparently not.
Well, you know, I will tell you this. I have done the exact same thing out there before, because there's a parking lot that's right in front of the building, and there's one that's around the back. And unfortunately, if you get mixed up out there, you can find yourself in a spot where the little button on your remote does not actually – you're not close enough to it to activate it and make the horn honk or whatever you need to do. So,
that's right.
At least it's not freezing out there.
No, it's a beautiful day. If I had to be lost outdoors, this is a nice day to be lost outdoors, because it's nice and warm. And, the sun is shining and it's beautiful. It's beautiful out here.
Well, I'll tell you this, because it's kind of almost a common thing, is my wife is in Tampa this weekend visiting our granddaughter, and she's in an unfamiliar airport with an unfamiliar car. And as I was talking to her about that, I said, you know, this has happened to me on numerous occasions when I would travel with the government and go somewhere and have a rental car that I'm not familiar with. And I would always, one of the first things I did when I would get a rental car is I would take a picture of the car to include the license. And when I park somewhere, I would take a picture of where I parked, because sometimes, you know, a couple of times I lost the car and barely found it. So
there you go. That is my situation. But I'm in a safe place. I'm sitting on some concrete, so I'm good.
Well, that's good. Are you inside or outside?
I'm outdoors, and it's a beautiful day to be outside. The sun is shining. So I'm okay. I know eventually it'll show up. I know I didn't walk over here, so it's got to show up.
Well, no, and it's not going to walk away. And maybe when the event's over. By the way, what are you covering out there?
Well, you know, I didn't want to tell the competition, but you'll read all about it next week.
Well, can you give us a hint? And I know it's not a football game.
No, it's not football. But it's a big-time celebration. But I'm covering it, and they're probably enjoying a nice meal now. They're sitting down. And when I cover events, 9 times out of 10, I won't eat. I'm just there to do my job and leave. And that's what I was going to do. I got enough notes, and I was leaving. And I figured I would have plenty of time to get back at Redstone before you called. And, of course, that was before I spent 20 minutes looking for my car, which has not been found yet.
Well, I guarantee you it will be found. And if not, just give me a call. I'll give you a ride wherever you need to go. But I'm sure it is out there.
Yes. Well, or I'm a runner, so I can just jog on back, and I'll be okay.
Or you can run around the parking lot. You'll eventually run past it. So let's talk.
There it is.
Did you see it?
Go ahead.
No.
I was just saying that's what will happen in the future, I hope.
All right. Well, hey, let's talk a little bit about the doings and the events of Redstone Arsenal. I found out yesterday, kind of, I guess, the hard way. I was going to go out and take a friend of mine out there to hit the golf ball around, and I found out that the Trusted Traveler program has been suspended. Now, if I understand this correctly, everybody who is in your car entering the Arsenal, you know, it used to be if the driver had a valid ID to get on the Arsenal, all the other person had to have was a current driver's license or something that like that. Now, everybody in the car has to have an ID that permits access to the Arsenal, as I understand it. Is that how you understand it right now?
That's basically it. I mean, the Trusted Traveler program has been suspended. And I'll give you an example. I work for the Army. My sister works for the Army. We ride to work together. And so in the past, as a driver, all I had to do was show my ID, my common access card, and she wouldn't have to show anything. But now she has to show her CAT card or common access card also. And so, of course, that means if if you get a bunch of people trying to get to work at the same time, you got longer lines. So it will cause some delays, the fact that they have to check every ID now. So I'd recommend that you try to leave early if you plan to get at risk on Arsenal.
Well, now, the one thing I want to clarify, though, is it's not just your rider in the car with you has to have a ID. They have to have an ID that allows them access on post. Is that correct?
No trusted traveler. Boy, that's a good question.
Well, I can tell you this. That's what they said at the golf course. So, you know, I'm not saying that the golf course is the authority on entering and exiting the Arsenal, but that's what they said. They said if your passengers do not have an ID that allows them access to the base, that they're going to have to go to the visitor center. And
that's true.
In my experience, so, I just do whatever the MP tells me to.
That's a good rule of thumb. So let's talk about some of the stuff that's happening at Redstone Arsenal. I noticed on the front page of the Rocket today that for those who travel in and out of the Arsenal and do some shopping there, there is a store that's right as you enter the the Goss Road gate called the Class 6 store, which has been completely renovated. Have you been in there to see that yet?
I haven't been in the renovated one. I've seen, of course, the pictures, and I edited the story. But I understand it is really state-of-the-art. It is really nice. And they spent a few months renovating it, and it's done now. And we had a grand opening this past Friday, and it's going real well. It's going real well. They call it the Goss Road Shophead / Class 6.
Well, and if you're listening to the show and you're out on the Arsenal, you know, a lot of times there's not as many places to eat out there as there used to be. Now there's in the PX Commissary Complex, there's Big John's Barbecue. There's also the Java Cafe. But in the Goss Road Class 6 Complex, it has a pizza place there. It has a deli. It has all kinds of food options. And that's kind of important out on the Arsenal, because when COVID came around and all the cafeterias closed down, you'd have to bring your own lunch or you'd be kind of out of luck. So I'm glad somebody decided to do that.
Yeah. I mean, we're that's part of what the Army does. They make sure that the troops and civilians and family members are well fed and have a good place to find food. And so this is state of the art. So well, it's a good deal.
It is a good deal, but I'm going to ask you a little trivia question that you may or may not know the answer to. Do you know why the liquor stores on the Army are called Class 6 stores?
I do not.
Well, there's in the Army, there are 10 classes of supply. Number one is sustenance, and then there's ammo, and there's all that stuff. And when you get down to Class 6, it's personal supplies. And so that's what was always, alcohol was always grouped under personal supplies or the sixth class of supply. So that's why they called them the Class 6 store. And
I learned something.
Hey, you learned something. You know, whether you need that service or not, that's why they call them the Class 6 store.
And, okay.
And also, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to tell you, in reference to gate access, if you're not sure, you can check with our police desk. And that number, I've given it to you before, but I'll give it to you. Again, is 256-876-2222, and they can straighten out the rules about what you need as far as access.
Well, that's an important thing, because the last thing you need to do is to go into the gate, very crowded gate with cars backed up all over the place, and you have not got the proper credentials to get on post, and then you're going to cause an even further delay as they have to stop all lines of traffic to let you do a U-turn and go off the base. So
exactly. That's true. That is true.
So check that number if you're not sure, because you don't want to create a problem. What else is interest there, Mr. Editor, that popped up in the arsenal or on the rocket this week?
Well, we had it. Of course, we filled the paper again. It's always a challenge filling 48 blank pages every week, but we managed to. I mean, let's see, usually I have the paper right in front of me, but since I'm sitting on a curb right now, I don't have that luxury. I'm seeing all these people waving at me and stuff.
Well, how about I help you out a little bit?
Okay, help me out a little bit.
There's an interesting article in there about a forester who is a local guy who manages the forest out on Redstone Arsenal. First of all, I didn't know we had a forester out there, but it looks like we do. A guy named Ryan Sisk, who is a native of, I think, the Guntersville area. And he has been a Forest Service person for 22 years, and now he manages the forest-owned Redstone Arsenal.
That is correct. He recently took the position. He took over for the previous forester, who was Greg Hicks. And so one thing that he told us about, and there's a separate story about it, is we're going to have a controlled burn. What a controlled burn is when the officials, the forestry type people, they burn down a certain area where there's a lot of trees and stuff. And what it is to make it better able to grow new vegetation for the wildlife and so forth. And so they're planning, there's a certain area on post that's going to happen. They're going to try to do it before the end of March. And, of course, that depends on the weather. And this year, it's a little bit different because in the past, our post forester, who was Greg Hicks, I would get pictures of him actually setting these fires. I mean, he had the special torch, and he was out there in the woods, and I get action pictures of him doing this. But now there's a change. And so my alma mater, Auburn University, in conjunction with the State Forestry Service, they're going to be the ones actually doing this controlled burn. And so we'll let the public know when we're going to do this. But you can expect within the next couple of weeks that's going to happen. And the reason they do that every year is to make the land better for new vegetation.
Well, you know, I can only imagine, you know, a lot of people don't realize how large Redstone Arsenal is. And there is a lot of forest land out there. There's a lot of pasture land out there, too. You know, every time I take people through the arsenal just to look around, I say, you know, you can see here that we have a lot of room for growth, as we have acres and acres of cattle grazing on the arsenal. So I'd be curious to know where that controlled burn is going to be. I don't think
not having the paper in front of me. If Anderson Road, section near Cajun and Neal, I remember those streets, but that's from memory.
Well, but, hey, your memory's pretty good.
Yeah, it comes in handy.
All right, now we're really going to test. Ahead. We're going to test your memory really good right here, because as always, we like to talk about your music selections, and I got to tell you, I am not familiar with the group Sugar Ray. What type of music do they even play? Are they rock and roll, hip hop? What are they?
Well, first of all, I cannot believe that you are not familiar with Sugar Ray.
No,
that is one of the top classic rock groups from the 1990s. I mean, if you heard their song, you would know. One that's been playing in my head, and I told you I got classic radio, classic rock playing in my head all the time, is Fly.
That's number three on your list. Fly.
Yes. I just wonder if I put your arms around me, baby. Put your arms around me, baby. Yeah, I know you. I just want to fly. I'm surprised that you don't know this. There you go.
I think Brian has bailed me out. And yes, I know who Sugar Ray is now.
Okay, there you go.
The song began, I knew who it was.
Yeah, you hear that guitar lick, you know what it is.
Yeah. I mean, I got their music playing in my head.
So is this your selections, or did your son help you with this?
Well, it was a collaboration. I mean, for the last probably 3 weeks, we've been using lists that were conceived during a long drive to Nashville a few weeks ago. And so I got three weeks of by the numbers from just being in the car with my son. And well, so my son Cole, and he has his music tastes are similar to mine. And so by the time we got back to Huntsville, we had a month's worth of by the numbers classic rock songs.
Well, hey, that's a good way to relate to your son. You know, I had a kind of sort of a similar story. My son was deployed to Afghanistan, and I had his car, and I was driving around with it, and I just happened to turn the CD player on literally by accident, and I found out that he had in there the Blues Brothers tapes, which
is
some of my favorite stuff. And I was going, wow, you know, I guess I really did raise him right if he's a Blues Brothers fan. But
There you go.
Hey, one other thing.
I'm glad you've heard of Sugar Ray.
I have now that Brian, the great producer, straightened me out. But I know it's not your area mainly of the newspaper. I think one of your advertising contractors does that. But next week here in Huntsville, there is a big AUSA event, a huge event, called the Global Force Symposium and Exposition, March 24th through 26th. And there is a pullout section in the Rocket this week that will tell you everything you need to know about that. Now, that's not your editorial work in there. Am I correct in that?
Well, no. Partly it is, because of course that's a big event, of course, for the Army too. And AUSA stands for Association of the U.S. Army, which is a great supporter of the Army. And so every spring they put this big symposium on at the Von Braun Center. And I mean, the Army leaders will be there, including the leadership from our Army Materiel Command. And so it's a big deal. In fact, that is our lead story in today's Redstone Rocket, the fact that AMC, or Army Materiel Command, they're going to be giving a lot of good information to the community during this Global Force Symposium next week.
Well, the Global Force Symposium, by the way, we've had AUSA leadership on this show before. We've had our local chapter president, and on Monday we had our Region 3 president, Miss Rhonda Sutton, was on talking about this. And folks, if you've never been there and you really want to see what's going on in the Army, what new equipment's out there, and probably see every general officer who is in town, go out there and you'll bump into them. You will cross paths. I'm actually going to go out there, thanks to Brian, for the first time ever. Instead of traveling through the halls as a government employee, I'm going as a member of the media. So I'm looking forward to that. And
wonderful.
Maybe I'll see you out there if you're going to be covering anything, but I'll certainly be there in and out in the mornings for a bit.
Okay. Yeah, the Army has two big meetings every year. One of them is this one, the Global Force Symposium in the spring. And then in October, of course, you have the AUSA annual meeting in Washington, D.C. And that's where I'll be there too, of course, because that's where they have the Army 10 miler. So I go there every year for the Army 10 miler.
All right. Well, hey, we're going to let you do your own personal 10 miler now and take off running and look for your car. And so, Brian, let's go ahead and take a break and let Skip get out of here, probably to some Sugar Ray music.
Thank you.
Oh, no. We're going to Blues Brothers.
Oh, okay.
Come on. Baby, don't you want?
You're listening to The Point
with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
There is power in caring when it is put into action. Each year, our bankers serve on nonprofit boards, support our local educators, and volunteer with our hometown food bank. I'm Bobby Humphrey, Vice President of Business Development for Bryan Bank, and community service is just not a line item in our mission statement. It's who we are. Because after all, Alabama is our home too. That kind of commitment to community might not be what you would expect from a bank, but it's exactly what you can expect from us. Give us a call or stop by one of our two offices in the Huntsville area and experience unbeatable service and legendary results.
Bryan Bank Equal Housing Lender, NMLS ID 2428943, member FDIC.
Since 1983, Berkshire Hathaway Rise Real Estate's Ann Adams has been your local go-to real estate expert in the area. As a buyer, you can trust Ann's in-depth knowledge of the local housing market to narrow available properties down to those you'll be interested in, saving you time when shopping for a new home. When you're ready to sell, Ann's expert negotiation skills will ensure you get a fair price and hassle-free experience. Call Ann Adams today at 256-337-2625 or email annadamsrise@gmail.com.
You've got to experience Toyota-thon at Bill Penny Toyota. They've got the selection with over 700 new Toyotas to choose from. And they've got the extras with Bill Penny perks and a 10-year unlimited warranty. So get on over to Bill Penny Toyota today and experience Toyota-thon. Bill Penny Toyota in Huntsville and online at BillPennyToyota.com. Bill Penny's Toyota 10-year unlimited warranty is valid through the 10th year of ownership. Valid on new vehicles only. See dealer for details.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A wise man once said, if you take care of old folks and children, everything in the middle will take care of itself.
Hi, I'm Danny Aldridge, lawyer in Alabama and Tennessee. In the next 20 years, the number of those folks over 65 years of age will more than double. In our golden years, the most important goal is to be treated with dignity and have control over doing what makes you grateful with those you love. At the Aldridge Law Firm and the Legal Town Center, we're dedicated to help you with these goals, and we'll be there when life throws you those inevitable curveballs. Let us assist you with your legal needs, whatever they may be or become. You may reach us by phone at 256-534-3188 or online with Dan at danaldridgelaw.com. Just remember, we're here to help. Whether it's personal injury, wrongful death, fraud and cheat, or estate planning made complete, we're here to help.
From heirloom diamonds to contemporary jewels, Loring & Company is the place to find something truly special. Whether shopping for a diamond ring for that once-in-a-lifetime occasion or marking a milestone birthday or personal achievement with a Rolex watch, you'll find just the thing in our edit of the world's most sought-after brands, including David Yurman, Roberto Coin, Marco Bicego, and Fope. Expect a treasure trove of the world's most unique, even breathtaking earrings, rings, necklaces, and bracelets, making choosing just one piece a challenge in itself. Loring & Company Jewelers on Airport Road.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Dorton Dressman. We're going to start the day with a little bit of cloud cover, but those clouds should clear through the course of the afternoon. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 50s, dropping into the upper 30s, lower 40s as we head into the overnight early Thursday morning. A partly sunny sky Thursday afternoon. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 60s. We'll be back in the 70s for Friday.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford and producer Brian Temple on Talk Radio WZZN. Thanks for your listenership, no matter how you may be doing that. either on our website, on your HD radio, or hopefully on the app, which is the best way to do it. Take us with us wherever you go. We're not going to be here on Friday, so I wanted to talk a little bit about something that is happening on Friday, and that's something I look forward to every year, and that is the vernal equinox, or the first day of spring. Twice a year, the Earth reaches a point in its orbit where the night and day are pretty much equal in length, and that's what equinox means. It's a Latin derivative that means equal night. And civilizations have been looking forward to spring for centuries. Ancient cultures paid very close attention to the sky. The Babylonians were among the first to mark the spring equinox as the start of a new year. They had a festival known as Akitu that celebrated rebirth, planting, and the return of life to the land. In modern-day Iran, which was ancient Persia, the spring equinox is still celebrated as Nowruz, a holiday they've observed for over 3,000 years. And families get together, they clean homes, they plant, they celebrate, they do all kinds of things. And then when you look at Europe, you look at monuments like Stonehenge, which were aligned with the sun in ways that suggest people were tracking seasonal changes with incredible precision without the benefit of computer, smartphones, satellites, whatever the case may be, just looking at shadows and sunlight. Now let's go to the Romans. When Julius Caesar introduced the Julian calendar around 45 BC, he attempted to align the calendar closely with the solar year. That included fixing the time of the equinox. And later, this was even further refined by Pope Gregory the Eighth in 1582, giving us the Gregorian calendar, which we use today. I bet you didn't know that's what that was called. And here's the key point. The first day of spring, which is this Friday, isn't always the same day every year. It usually falls around March 19th, 20th, or the 21st. That's because the Earth does not orbit the sun perfectly in a 365-day cycle. Rather, it's closer to 365 and a quarter days, which means we have a leap year every now and then, and we have to adjust spring accordingly. And at the equinox, the Earth tilt is such that the hemisphere is not leaning either toward or away from the sun. It's balanced, equal, a moment when the world is in symmetry, even though it may not feel that way. And depending on where you are, even here in Huntsville, Alabama, may not feel like spring. It doesn't feel like spring outside today. You could get a cold snap, late frost, or a little crazy snowstorm like we had the other day, but astronomically speaking, spring has sprung. In modern times, we define spring two ways. There is the astronomical spring, which is what I've been talking about, that is the equinox. And then there's the meteorological spring, which starts on March 1st. This is the version of spring that is used by the scientific community, by weather experts such as Jordan Dressman, and by others who like to keep the data consistent throughout the years. But I think most of us don't celebrate spring on March 1st. It's usually not spring-like. We wait for the equinox because of the symbolism. And deep down, we're still connected to the fact that spring needs to happen when things are green and nice and pretty. And we look for that. Longer days, love daylight savings time, warm air, flowers coming up through the soil. I hope a lot of our flowers didn't get killed last week. And the story that we like to know and humanity's been longing for forever, and that is winter eventually will win. And that's why, or will end, excuse me. Sometimes it wins also. That's why the first day of spring matters so much. It's not just a date on a calendar. It's a promise that makes everybody feel hopeful that it's going to be a nice year, that things are going to grow and they're going to be reborn. And it's not just a change in seasons. It's a tradition that separates back to the beginning of civilization. So spring is upon us. It'll be here Friday, and we're going to go ahead, Brian, and get out of here and take a break and come back, and we'll wrap up the first hour.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
Hi, this is Wes Neighbors. I'm here with Sam Fleming with Fleming Roofing and Restoration. Sam, tell the folks about Fleming Roofing and Restoration.
Hey, Wes. Our company, Fleming Roofing and Restoration, specializes in commercial and residential roofing and repairs. I'm a fifth-generation Huntsvillian, and our family's been doing construction business in Huntsville area since 1965.
Sam, what kind of roofs does Fleming Roofing and Restoration do?
Our guys are skilled enough, we can come out and address any kind of leaks or issues you might have on your commercial, on your metal roofing, on your shingles. We can do anything, and we can offer you a solution to repair it, or we can replace it.
Well, you guys also do insurance restoration.
Our staff has 10-plus years of experience as insurance adjusters, and we really do know the inside and out of the claims process at Fleming Roofing and Restoration.
Check out Fleming Roofing and Restoration online at FlemingHSV.com. Or you can call or text them at 256-651-9440.
Hey, Wes, we show up.
Hey, I'm Bobby White, and we have amazing truck month deals right now at Lynn Layton Ford. With your good credit, get 0% financing for 60 months with zero down, plus zero payments for 90 days, and $1,000 bonus cash on new F-150s. That's 0 for 60, 0 down, 0 payments for 90 days, plus $1,000 bonus cash on new 25 F-150s. Save up to $5,000 off MSRP on 25 Rangers, $5,000 off on Ranger. Save up to $10,000 off MSRP on remaining new 2025 Explorers, up to $10,000 off. We've got new Maverick hybrids starting at under $28,000. That's right, new 25 Maverick hybrids are truck month priced from just $27,840. And you'll never be asked to pay any hidden markups or dock fees. Come see us while supplies last by March 31st. We hope to see you real soon at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline Indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com.
Eat, drink, compete. Welcome to Field Day, Huntsville's go-to spot where every day feels like a win. Catch the big game or create your own with chef-driven bites, craft cocktails, self-serve beer, and games that keep the fun going. And don't miss happy hour, 50% off drafts and appetizers, plus $5 margaritas and wells. Life's better when you play, so grab your friends and make it a win at Field Day, University Drive, Huntsville.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
He's still a soldier. His blood runs red, white, and blue.
Folks, thanks for joining us today on Talk Radio WZZN, The Point with Bill Crawford and producer Brian Temple. A couple of things I wanted to mention before we get out of here in this little two-minute portion of the show. You heard our great Tom Abraham talk about Donato's Pizza. That's not the only thing you can get if you go to our website and go to talkradiowzzn.com. And when you do that, right in front of you, you will see Big Zone Deals. Saving has never been easier. If you click on that, you will see all the many, many zone deals we have where you can essentially pay $25 and get $50 worth of great food, one of which is Donato's Pizza. And $50 worth of Donato's Pizza or calzones or desserts or salads or whatever else you want to get from them, it's going to go a long way. They have a picture on our website of the pepperoni pizza, which is Donato's famous dish where they put over 100 pepperonis from wall to wall. There's not an inch of pizza that is not covered with the pepperoni, and they know how to cook them really good. They have Wisconsin cheese on there and other ingredients that are made here locally, and it's one of my favorites. In fact, I might get one tonight, Brian.
That sounds like a great plan.
I'm
also, we've
it.
Got some breaking news.
What?
Skip Vaughn found his car.
Yeah.
He finally, when we talked to him about 30 minutes or more ago, he was stuck in a parking lot looking for his car and couldn't find it. Well, he has been successful. He's on his way back on base.
That is great news. And on that happy note, we'll go ahead and take a break, and we're going to get out of here. And when we come back, we're going to be talking not politics. We're going to be talking the Huntsville Museum of Art. This is Bill Crawford and Brian Temple. This is The Point. We will be back shortly.
Saving time is important, and saving money is even more so. That's where Eagle Masonry and Insulation comes in. Over the years, Eagle has expanded their services to meet the needs of folks like you in our area. Taking care of your property yourself can be a real headache. Eagle can handle it for you. They offer full landscaping services, irrigation, mowing, bush hog, and can install plants and trees, sod, and even landscape borders. Call Eagle Masonry and Insulation today at 256-755-1556. Eagle saves you time, and Eagle saves you money.
From heirloom diamonds to contemporary jewels, Loring & Company is the place to find something truly special. Whether shopping for a diamond ring for that once-in-a-lifetime occasion or marking a milestone birthday or personal achievement with a Rolex watch, you'll find just the thing in our edit of the world's most sought-after brands, including David Yurman, Roberto Coin, Marco Bicego, and Fope. Expect a treasure trove of the world's most unique, even breathtaking earrings, rings, necklaces, and bracelets, making choosing just one piece a challenge in itself. Loring & Company Jewelers on Airport Road.
Isn't the story of the prodigal son an amazing story? Basically, a rowdy boy who literally wished his father dead, ran away, and consumed his wealth with hard and fast living. Yet the father looked for his return every day, and when the boy got tired of eating pig slop, he decided to return. What did the father do? As soon as he saw that boy, he ran to him, threw his arms around him, and killed the fatted calf for a great celebration. Hey, I'm John Deese, pastor of the Cross Point Church. If you're looking for a church home, come see us smack dab across the street from the YMCA in Madison.
HD 97.7.2, WZZN-FM, Union Grove, Huntsville, Alabama. Talk radio, WZZN.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages continue to fall following the Fed's decision on interest rates. As expected, the central bank is leaving its benchmark rate unchanged in a range of 3.5% to 3.75% amid a backdrop of high oil prices, a sluggish labor market, and above target inflation. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
We see the current stance of monetary policy as appropriate to promote progress toward our maximum employment and 2% inflation goals.
In a statement, the central bank said that the implications of developments in the Middle East for the U.S. economy are uncertain. The central bank is projecting one rate cut this year and one next year. In the meantime, prices for oil continue to spike. Brent crude, the international benchmark, is at around $107 a barrel, while West Texas Intermediate crude, the U.S. benchmark, is rising to $95 a barrel. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
1819 News.
The Alabama Senate has passed a bill that creates a pilot program for speed cameras in one interstate highway work zone. The measure would allow for civil citations and a $250 fine for drivers who are caught going more than 10 miles per hour over the posted speed limit. Supporters of this bill say the goal is not revenue, but slowing drivers down and protecting road workers. The Senate approved the bill 25-3, while a House version stalled out this past Tuesday after it failed to clear a required procedural vote. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
A woman in Theodore is being charged with child abuse and murder. 39-year-old Amanda Morgan was arrested this past Tuesday. The charges against Morgan stem from an incident at her home in October of last year where responding officers found a boy had died from neglect who was in Morgan's care. A bond hearing for Morgan is set for today. A University of Alabama student has been declared missing in the country of Spain. 20-year-old James Gracie is originally from Illinois. He was visiting friends in Barcelona on spring break and was last seen this past Tuesday at a club, but never returned to his Airbnb. Police in Spain have apparently recovered Gracie's phone. Police in Huntsville will be conducting traffic safety checkpoints this Friday as spring breakers hit the roads. The DUI task force will be conducting the safety checkpoints to prevent any impaired driving. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best. And this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry. All backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
AL cert number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinion?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are a grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490 or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. We're going to start the day with a little bit of cloud cover, but those clouds should clear through the course of the afternoon. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 50s, dropping into the upper 30s, lower 40s as we head into the overnight early Thursday morning. A partly sunny sky Thursday afternoon. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 60s. We'll be back in the 70s for Friday.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford. On Talk Radio WZZN, a compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford. That's me on Talk Radio WZZN. And what I would like to do, our producer extraordinaire Brian Temple has a special day in his life. I yield the mic to you, sir.
Well, thank you very much, Bill. I just want to wish my daughter, Morgan, a happy birthday. It has been some time since she became my favorite tax deduction. But no, I'm very proud of her and the woman she's become. She has not been little for quite some time. She's she's an adult. As a matter of fact, when I was her age, she is now, I was already married. So she has chosen a different path and is actually smarter than her old man and marrying when she's ready. So that I applaud that. And I will say this, if anyone's looking for a college-educated forensic investigator, I know who just to call. Happy birthday, Morgan. Dance proud of you, and I'll see you soon.
You know, one thing, Brian, it is nice when you have offspring that are highly intelligent and doing well.
Well, you know, we talked a little bit with Josh Carey last week, and we've talked off and on to some other people. It's all about, you know, the family business. Like, your dad was in the military, you're in the military, your son was in the military, and talking about different things, you know. And when I was a professional Baptist, you know, it was the preacher's kids usually grew up to be preachers and things like that. My daughter, I'm proud to say, has no desire whatsoever to be in broadcasting, which is fine because the only way I would allow her to be in broadcasting is to own as many stations as she wants. And that, right now, when I tell her that, she says, "I already do zero."
That is so true. And by the way, just kind of for what it's worth, to expound on one of the points you made, my military heritage goes all the way back to the Revolutionary War. Every member of my family has been in every conflict since the Revolutionary War. And I am a six-time removed nephew of the commander of the Alamo, Colonel William Barrett Travis. That's who I'm named after.
There you go.
And, you know, I'm William Travis. My son is Barrett Travis. So, I went to the Alamo one time and took some historical records down there, and they have a Daughters of the Republic of Texas annex that's hooked into the Alamo, and I turned my stuff in. And I'll tell you, if you're related to somebody who was at the Alamo in San Antonio, you do not pay for very many things. Have you ever been there before?
I have not. It's on my list of places to see. And a lot of my family, and my dad's side especially, came out of Kentucky and Tennessee and followed Sam Houston to Texas. And so much so that they named a lot of their kids Samuel Houston, whatever. And, of course, you know, they also used to spell it as Temples with an S on the end. And when they moved back, they took the S off. So I don't know what they're hiding from. But, you know, the running joke in my family is if we ever want to have a real family reunion, it either have to be in the jail or the graveyard. So maybe that as it may, the Alamo is one place I want to go. And kind of see where that, I mean, they picked up in the 1850s and went with Sam Houston to Texas. So the odds are some of us temples ended up at the Alamo.
That's probably a very good chance. And one other thing to our listeners, if you ever happen to go down there, right across the street from the Alamo is this wonderful little lounge. It's mahogany, it's wood, and the fame of that lounge is that's where they have pictures of it. Teddy Roosevelt sat there with a little wooden folding table, and that's where he signed up the Rough Riders to go down to San Juan and fight the Battle of San Juan.
Oh, wow. So now I've got two things to see in San Antonio.
Yeah, now I went into that little thing, and I sat down, and the guy said, what are you here for? And I told him my little story about being related to Colonel Travis. And the next thing I know, a drink started appearing, a big porterhouse steak showed up, and I hadn't paid for any of it.
Wow.
So your daughter,
well,
how,
you know, they do everything big in Texas.
They do everything big. So are you having an event with your daughter to
celebrate? Well, we're going to do traditional Temple family birthday, which is go to dinner at Rosie's over the weekend.
Oh,
and,
there you go.
That's our thing. She and I split the Mexican lasagna, which is basically fajitas and extra cheese sandwiched together like lasagna. Mm-hmm. Yes, please. And always, kid gets custody of the leftovers.
Well, there you go.
And you know, don't get me wrong, I love Rosie's and everything, but the portions are big, and she and I will split that, and there'll be another two portions to go home.
Well, you know, that's the thing about that place. The food there is, maybe they'll sponsor us one of these days. We talk about them, but, you know, my wife and I split the fajitas, and one plate of fajitas, to me, is enough for three or four people.
Yeah, and I love to take the fajitas and next morning make a frittata out of them. Make some, you know, like a Mexican egg and cheese dish.
That I don't know how to do.
Oh, you once you do it once, you'll understand. I'll teach you the secret. It's not very difficult.
I would imagine you just mix it all up in a frying pan.
It's eggs and heavy cream and whatever leftover. You know, what we call refrigerator Velcro, just whatever little bits of this and that in there. It seems like it would go together. Fajitas work really well. And throw it in a pan, throw it in the oven for a while, and you've got breakfast.
Well, hey, I'm looking forward to that. Breakfast for me, since I've been batching it this week, has been Red Berry cereal, Special K.
Oh, well, there you go.
But that stuff's pretty good.
I keep a box of instant oatmeal in case my wife leaves.
Oh, there you go.
Because I'm easy to please. Whatever we do for dinner, it's to please her, because I'll eat anywhere.
Well,
I'm an omnivore.
I am an omnivore, too.
I'm less of a connoisseur and more of a commensure.
Well, folks, when we come back, speaking of connoisseurs, if you're a connoisseur in this town, probably one of the things you might be a connoisseur of is fine art. And we have a place in town called the Huntsville Museum of Art, which was established in 1957 with the Huntsville Art League and Museum Association. And in 1970, that was turned into the Huntsville Museum of Art. And that museum has been located in Big Spring since 1998, March of 98. They got so much stuff in there, I can't talk about it before we go to break, but we're going to have their director of communications come on with us and give us a little culture and tell us and tell our listeners what all's going on out there and what you can go see and how you can get a little culture in Huntsville, Alabama. And also down right below it, there's a little pizzeria.
Pane Vino.
Yeah. They make the best calzone I've ever had.
Yeah, so. And remember, folks, you're never too good for art, and you're never not good enough for art. Go in there and expand your mind. Look around. Maybe you don't get it, but maybe you do.
Well, even if you don't get it, you can act like you get it. So, well, let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back, and we will talk to Mr. Daniel Owen of the Huntsville Museum of Art.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Eat, drink, compete. Welcome to Field Day, Huntsville's go-to spot where every day feels like a win. Catch the big game or create your own with chef-driven bites, craft cocktails, self-serve beer, and games that keep the fun going. And don't miss happy hour, 50% off drafts and appetizers, plus $5 margaritas and wells. Life's better when you play, so grab your friends and make it a win at Field Day, University Drive, Huntsville.
These days, saving time is important, and saving money is even more so. That's where Eagle Masonry and Insulation comes in. Over the years, Eagle has expanded their services to meet the needs of folks like you in our area. Taking care of your property yourself can be a real headache. Eagle can handle it for you. They offer full landscaping services, irrigation, mowing, bush hog, and can install plants and trees, sod, and even landscape borders. Call Eagle Masonry and Insulation today at 256-755-1556. Eagle saves you time, and Eagle saves you money.
If you've ever been in a car wreck, it almost feels like being in a movie. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people every day.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck and need a lawyer, is bigger better?
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family.
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Having thousands of cases is impressive, but do you want to be just a case number, one with lots of digits?
Or do you need a lawyer who gets to know you? With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, when you've been injured, we take the time to help.
Even in your hospital room.
Because at the Lackey Law Firm, you're not a number. We treat you like family, because that's what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You've been paying on that life insurance policy for years, but maybe you don't really need it anymore, or it's gotten a bit too expensive. Well, before you just let it expire, let Neighbors Insurance Solutions share with you some alternatives that you haven't considered. Don't throw away something that still may have great value for you. If you want to learn more about what Neighbors Insurance Solutions can do for you, call 256-763-7693. A death benefit could be a life benefit. Learn more at 256-763-7693.
Tom Abraham here for my longtime friend Mike Owen of Owen Home Appliance. You know, Mike has over 25 years experience in the appliance industry, and since 2017, Owen Home Appliance has served customers in the Tennessee Valley with a focus on quality products, affordable prices, and excellent customer service. Owen Home Appliance prides themselves on community involvement as well, sponsoring local teams and events while making sure that you get the right appliance at the right price. Visit their highly interactive showroom in Lacey Springs, just 8 miles south of the river on 231.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio WZZN, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford, and that's me, Bill Crawford, your cordial host, along with producer extraordinaire Brian Temple. And however you're listening to us, either on our Facebook page where you click listen live, or on the app, which you can just download at the App Store with Talk Radio WZZN, download it, touch get, and it's yours. Or you can be listening in your car on your HD radio. However you happen to be listening, you're going to listen now to our guest, Daniel Owen of the Huntsville Museum of Art. Daniel, are you with me?
Yeah, Bill. Hey, thanks for having me.
Oh, man, I'm looking forward to it. And let me give our listeners a little info about Daniel, who is the communications director at the Huntsville Museum of Art. And he promotes the museum, its exhibitions, and its events to North Alabama and beyond, the entire state. Before becoming involved with the museum, Daniel was the director of communications at Drake State Community and Technical College right here. His background also includes experience in digital marketing for the Tuscaloosa Tourism and Tuscaloosa Tourism and Sports, which I bet there's a lot of tourism and sports in Tuscaloosa. He is a graduate of Leadership Huntsville's Connect C24 class and a member of Huntsville's Committee of 100. He volunteers locally with Shower Up, Manna House, and Food for Thought. Daniel is a graduate of the University of Alabama and holds a master's degree in communications study and a bachelor's degree in advertising. He has also completed the Federal Emergency Management Public Information Officer Basic Course, and he lives here in Huntsville with his daughter, Ann. Daniel, did I skip anything, or did that about sum it up?
Bill, you made me sound pretty good.
Well, I made you sound pretty good, probably because you are pretty good. So tell us a little bit, just in general, our audience, about the Huntsville Museum of Art and how it came to be and what it is now.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Huntsville Museum of Art, we think of it as Alabama's premier fine art museum, serving, North Alabama. It's the building that we're currently in was built in 1998, but it got its start in the VBC in the 70s. So, very established now, been around a while, put together a lot of good exhibits and events, over the years for the Huntsville and, Madison County community. And we just keep, trucking away, trying to get awesome art exhibits that bring people out and give people, new experiences, and kind of also serve as a little bit of Huntsville's like economic engine, trying to pull people from other states as people move here. They want experiences that art museums can provide. So it's a good thing to have to make Huntsville, stand out from other cities. So we're just here trying to execute every day and bring some great shows for the community.
Well, I can tell you from personal experience, our local West Point Alumni Association, it may have been before your day down there, but there was some military art exhibit that came through town, and we went there for a social function. And if your organization out there wants to have a social function at the Museum of Art, that's a great place to do that at. Tell us a little bit about how that would work if a group would want to do that.
Yeah, so there's some different avenues. We have like rental spaces available, but also we on every Thursday, pretty much every Thursday, we have $5 admission. So that's down from our usual $12 admission. And that's every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. It's $5. So we call that 5 after 5. And people love our 5 after 5. It's the thing I get asked about the most, I think. We have $7 glasses of wine, so you can enjoy some wine and enjoy the art as well. And we have a lot of, like, professional organizations, young lawyers or just, like, young professional organizations come in and do meetups at 5 after 5. It's like an activity. You can kind of view the art. You're not just kind of standing around or whatever. So we have a lot of organizations that do stuff like that, and that doesn't really take any coordination, with us. Sometimes it's nice to know if you've got like 50 people coming, but, hey, it's like the more the merrier, basically. So I really encourage anyone, anyone with a group to check out our 5 after 5s on Thursdays from 5 to 8 p.m.
Okay, one thing I want to digress just for a moment, because I made an assumption, and you may have made the same assumption, because we know where it is. Tell everybody where the Museum of Art is in Huntsville if they've never been there before and they'd like to come see it.
Oh, yeah, great idea. So we are right in the middle of Big Spring Park. The main entrance is on Church Street. So sometimes I feel like you can't miss it, but, I know there's a lot of stuff going on. But if you get down to that intersection of Williams Avenue and Church Street, that's us right there on the corner. We've got parking. It's free with validation if you're coming to the museum. So it's one of the things, if it's a nice day, you can pop in and, take in some of the art and then do a lap around the park, feed the ducks and everything, or go eat downtown. So it's a nice component of just being able to come to downtown Huntsville and take in an activity and get some culture and then do something, do another activity, like walking around the park. We really enjoy being in downtown Huntsville and being a part of like the scene of downtown Huntsville.
Well, like right now, I know the museum has many, many items. I think you have way over 3,000 and you don't put them all on display at the same time. Tell us a little bit about what's on display right now and what other items you have that could be coming on display later on in the year.
All right. Yeah. So we have some of our, so-called permanent collection items on display, but you're right. We don't have near all of them, on display at any one time. We get a lot of traveling exhibitions. So right now, this weekend, we're opening, it's called A Beautiful Despair by Anila Aga, who is a very popular artist, in the States right now. And it's this big light box with these like kind of lacy type patterns on it. And it's going to throw these shadows like all on the walls in our main Chan gallery, like our main gallery. So that's going to be something different. It's like one big experience in that gallery. And we haven't really done that before. So that is opening this Saturday on the 21st. And it'll run for a few months. It'll run through August. So that'll be a really cool thing, something new that's going to run this summer. So we encourage everyone to get out, starting this weekend for that. Later in the year, that'll be like July 31st, we are going to open an Andy Warhol show.
Oh, wow.
So we know everyone's going to be excited about that. I'm kind of slowly building the hype a little bit and doing a lot of the work for that. But that'll open July 31st. And it'll run for about 3 months. So we're really excited for the Andy Warhol show. We're going to have some of the Marilyn Monroe's and that you kind of see the one of the Campbell soup cans and stuff like that. I won't give it all away right now. But we're really excited about the Andy Warhol show later in the summer. I think I said July 31st. So we're really pumped about that. We're going to build the hype around that and get people excited. But we're going to have some great stuff on display until then as well.
Well, let me ask a question just because we're crossing into a slough in the river that I have no idea, but I'm curious about it. For something like that, for the Andy Warhol show, which is very famous, everybody pretty much, at least of my generation, certainly knows who he is. Is that something that they just bring around to the country for people to look at, or do you have to... Does the museum and the city or whomever have to pay to have an exhibit like that come to town? How does that work?
Yeah, and I'm not going to know, like, the cost or anything. But,
okay.
Stuff like that is, we get it, like, on loan. So you get it from, like, pieces from, like, the Andy Warhol Museum. Or there's actually a couple of other museums that we're getting some of these pieces from as well to kind of, like, build the show together. But I think most of them are probably coming from the Andy Warhol Museum, which I think is in Pittsburgh. But our curators have kind of selected the pieces and kind of built that show out. And then we're able to get them on loan from some of these other museums. So it's putting together like a special, unique show from pieces really around the country already. And so that's how this show is kind of made up. Some of them are a little more prepackaged. And they do travel around as like, one collection of, 100 or so art pieces that you might see here. And then you might see in, Colorado or California or something like that later in the year. But yeah, this show I think is a little more unique. We're really excited for it.
Well, hey, one thing that I know in my limited Lawrenceburg, Tennessee mind where I'm from, I do know that the Andy Warhol Museum is in Pittsburgh. So you were correct about that. So when an exhibit such as that come, does that affect the price of admission or does it still stay the same?
I think we actually are going to up admission for the Andy Warhol show a little bit. I haven't quite got confirmation on that. But you know, I think the five after fives on Thursday evenings, I think that'll stand, you know, cause that's our brand. But yeah, we really, really try not to do that. And I don't think we've ever done that before actually, but this is going to be like a really big show. And I think it's going to have a lot of interest, and a lot of demand. So yeah, we'll see. Don't quote me quite on that one yet. I think we're still in some discussions, but that's what I'm preparing for.
Okay. One other thing, just on a day-to-day basis, just tell us some of the attractions just off the top of your head that are there, I guess, either on a permanent or semi-permanent basis that people can come see.
Yeah. So we, I think people don't really know this, we have like an incredible glass, like glassware type collection. We have some Dale Chihuly. He's kind of like the premier American glass artist. So we've got some of his works, and then some of his, you know, acolytes and people that came out after him. And we have a lot of that permanently on display kind of in the back galleries of the museum. So yeah, really, really great glass collection. If you're into that or want to see something different, it's all kind of flowers and almost these like carnivorous type flowers, pitcher plants, but all made out of glass. That's pretty cool. We have our Buccellati animal menagerie, which is like swans and lions and, you know, bears and some sea creatures that are all made out of these like silver fibers. The Buccellatis were, they're this Italian, there's this Italian jewelry maker family. But they did this collection of the silver animals. And so we have the largest collection in the world of the Buccellati silver animals. So we're really proud of that. Those rotate a little bit, but we always have some on display, kind of our little mascots for the museum, as I think of them. And then right now we have a realism exhibit, and there's some really cool, I can't think of his name. He was a local Huntsville artist. I'll think of him in a minute. But it's like these like Honda motorcycles, but it's really this like hyper realism. It's paint, but you know, from a distance, it looks like a photograph. And I love that kind of stuff, the kind of intersection of the motorcycles and the realism and art. So that's on display right now. Those are really cool. And then, you know, we'll rotate out some of like our American artworks. I think we're going to have a lot of like landscapes and nature type stuff open here in April as well to kind of get ready for spring, summer. So, yeah, a lot of good stuff. I encourage people to check it out, especially this weekend when the beautiful Despair opens.
Well, hey, that sounds mighty cool. But I want to go back just a bit and ask Daniel, I want to ask you a little bit about yourself. I should have done that right off the bat, but I didn't. So how does one eventually go down the career path you did, which seems like it was a communications-based path from the University of Alabama, and end up in the world of art? Was that a goal you had in your life, or did it just where your path led?
Yeah, it actually kind of was at some point. Yeah, sometimes I don't know how I got here either. But
hey, don't we all?
Right. I was working in Tuscaloosa for the Visitor Center and Tourism Department, and I got really into, they had a commission on public art. So they had this commission that were commissioning artists to put up like murals and stuff like that. And I just thought that was really cool. Like, I just really liked the idea of like public art and sprucing up some of the buildings downtown with these murals and these 3D objects and stuff. So I just asked if I could be on the commission, and they put me on as like a, not like a full member. I think I would have had to be appointed by the mayor, but, you know, I was involved in the discussions of bringing in like public art. And I was like, you know, I started putting some of that stuff on my resume. I was on the Arts Council of Tuscaloosa for a minute. So then I realized my resume really had this sort of like art basis or something. And so then when I was wanting to move to Huntsville and I saw the museum job open up, it was like the perfect combination of my, you know, marketing experience and art background. So it's, which I actually had left and came back. I went to Drake State for a couple of years and then came back here, in July. So I just, I don't know, love it so much. It's hard to leave. So, it's been a lot of fun. It's a great job. It's a fun job. I love what I do, you know, kind of for the community, promoting art and giving people this kind of arts and culture, experiences, in North Alabama. So, yeah, still here, still happy to be doing it. Love it.
Well, now one other thing I should have asked you right off the bat, being, you know, Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, all the, are you a native Alabamian?
Yeah, so I'm from Hartsville originally. So
okay.
I grew up coming over here to Huntsville, going to Stars games and Channel Cats games and stuff like that, going to the movies and some of the better restaurants. So yeah, I moved away for a little while, went to school, and then. Never really thought I'd move back to the area, but Huntsville, the way it had kind of grown and developed, I was like, it's kind of a combination of coming back home, but with a lot of like new things to do. So it was really a perfect place to kind of settle down.
Well, I could not agree with that more. And yes, I'm not a native Alabamian. I'm from Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, which is pretty close by, but Huntsville is a great place to settle down. So if you were going to tell somebody, say, hey, I want to sell you on coming to the Museum of Art, is there like a website or a YouTube video or anything at all that you would recommend they look at just to get a little taste of what they're going to see before they actually come there?
Yeah, absolutely. Our website is hsvmuseum.org, and we have under our art tab current exhibitions and like upcoming exhibitions and some of the other stuff we do, some of our educational programs we have for, you know, for kids or, you know, like adult classes. If you want to take a painting class, our educational department does that. So we've got everything on there. That you can check out. And then our Instagram, HSV Museum Art, it has a lot of, you know, photos and stuff like that as well. You can kind of see what's going on at the museum pretty quickly as you scroll through. So I usually send people to our Instagram or our website, hsvmuseum.org.
Hey, one other question about all the stuff that's there, which, gosh almighty, sounds like way more exhibits than I even thought possible. Are the ones that are there on a permanent basis, are they donated to the museum, or does the museum have benefactors who buy those and donate them? How does that fund it?
That's a great question. So, like, we have, like, so, like, our permanent collection, it's a mix of, you know, things that have been donated that, you know, still have to pass like a vetting process. Like we don't just take anything, you know, it's got to be like quality, you know, fine art. And then also, yeah, we purchase things like we've had like pieces of art that have traveled, but that then we've ended up purchasing because people loved it so much. It's like, well, we can keep this here for the community. That goes through a kind of a vetting process as well. And we have an acquisition committee that does that kind of stuff. So then we have this just huge collection of, you know, different types of artwork, portraits and landscapes and impression and realism and photographs and paintings and 3D. So then what our curators do is they kind of build shows from our permanent collection that has like a theme. So we've got one coming up called Extinct in the Wild, and it's kind of just about how, like, humans' relationship with the environment, you know, how we can impact the environment, how environment impacts us, and stuff like that. So, but they put that together based on some of these pieces that we've had purchased or donated over the years. That's like, I don't know, paintings of flowers or, like, landscapes and cloud formations and, you know, animals and stuff like that. So, but that's something like they put a lot of thought into creating from our permanent collection. So that's really interesting to me to see our curatorial team be able to work with our permanent collection to craft these shows that have these types of themes.
You know, that is so cool. And as I started out, you know, before you came on, I was telling our listeners that this, you know, I've been there quite a few times. This is a treasure in Huntsville. It's one of our best kept secrets. And it's also in such a cool place, you know, like you were saying, you can go down there, go to the Museum of Art, go right below there and have a nice little pizza at Pano Evino. And then you can take, if you have your dog with you, you can take him for a little walk around the park. By the way, I made that mistake one time. I brought my little dachshund, and dachshunds and ducks don't get along. So never do that again. Never will I do that again. But before we let you go, and by the way, thank you for taking some time out to spend with us today. One thing I want our listeners to know, and that is if they decide to come down there, can they buy tickets at the door? Do they have to reserve something in advance? How does that work?
Oh, yeah, you can definitely buy tickets at the door. We also have on our website, if you want to get on there and you want to go ahead and buy tickets for tomorrow or, you know, next week, you can do that as well. You've got options. But, you know, I encourage people to, you know, just become a member, and then you don't have to worry about tickets. You can come anytime for free once you pay that membership fee, kind of a yearly membership fee, and just don't even worry about it after that. So, yeah, definitely encouraging people to become members.
Okay, and one time, again, say your website, and then we'll thank you for your time and say goodbye.
All right, that's our website is hsvmuseum.org.
Okay. Daniel, thank you for your time. Very fascinating interview about a topic that many Huntsvillians may not know about, but they ought to. And so we'll go ahead and let you go, Brian, and let's take a break. And that was Daniel Owen of the Huntsville Museum of Art, and we'll be coming back in a bit.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza!
In the market for a new or used car? Look no further than Hyundai of Decatur. With a large inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned Hyundai models, Greenway Hyundai of Decatur is here to service all of your Hyundai needs. Come visit our exceptional service department as well. With state-of-the-art facilities and a caring team of automotive professionals waiting to service your vehicle, make Hyundai of Decatur your number one choice for all your automotive needs. Give them a call today at 256-274-0279 or visit them online at greenwayhyundaiofdecatur.com.
AL Cert number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinions?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are a grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490. Or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
Injured in a car accident? Get the help you need. I'm Morris Lilienthal, a personal injury lawyer right here in Huntsville. I've personally helped over 4,000 clients with their injury claims. My firm, Martinson & Beeson, has been helping clients for over 80 years, and we have received over 300 five-star Google reviews. We know that injuries and accidents can be life-changing, and I'm here to help you navigate the entire process. Get in touch with me right now by visiting MorrisTheAttorney.com. There's no charge for our meeting. Again, that's MorrisTheAttorney.com. I look forward to helping you.
No representation is made. The quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From heirloom diamonds to contemporary jewels, Loring & Company is the place to find something truly special. Whether shopping for a diamond ring for that once-in-a-lifetime occasion or marking a milestone birthday or personal achievement with a Rolex watch, you'll find just the thing in our edit of the world's most sought-after brands, including David Yurman, Roberto Coin, Marco Bicego, and Fope. Expect a treasure trove of the world's most unique, even breathtaking earrings, rings, necklaces, and bracelets, making choosing just one piece a challenge in itself. Loring & Company Jewelers on Airport Road.
At Kern Electrical, we're more than just a Generac generator dealer. We're your partners in ensuring your home or business never loses power, especially when it matters most. Call 256-880-1880 today or visit GenSuperstore.com for reliable power solutions that work when you need them most.
Most current way to keep your power on, GeneracSuperstore.com.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. We're going to start the day with a little bit of cloud cover, but those clouds should clear through the course of the afternoon. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 50s, dropping into the upper 30s, lower 40s as we head into the overnight early Thursday morning. A partly sunny sky Thursday afternoon. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 60s. We'll be back in the 70s for Friday.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, along with producer Brian Temple, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. This is the time in the show where I like to kind of talk about some of the things that don't really make the headlines of news, but they seem to catch my eye as they are sort of unusual news stories, such as this one. A lady named Corey Richens wrote a children's book in Utah after her husband passed away. And it was a book about grief and how to deal with grief, and how she was dedicated the book to her husband and the fact that he was a wonderful father. And the book actually sold very well. It was a bestseller. And it turned out that Miss Richens was having an affair, and she had millions of dollars in debt, and she took out a bunch of life insurance on her amazing husband, and then she gave him a vodka drink that was laced with five times the lethal amount of fentanyl. And guess what? He didn't survive that. And she was found guilty and faces 25 years to life in prison. So I guess the moral of that story is, if somebody comes up to you with perhaps an unexpected surprise drink that you normally don't get from them, you may want to let that one pass. I thought that was kind of interesting.
You know, there's a lot of ways to get out of a marriage, and there's better ways than that.
Well, there's better ways than that, but I think what she wanted was the life insurance money to fund her little affair with her new person. But yes, the better ways to get out of a marriage than that.
Yeah.
One other thing that kind of struck my eye is, if you're out there like Brian and I both are, if you have a furry little friend, you may want to be careful if you leave stuff laying around, like rubber bands, little rubber balls that they can chew up, strings. Those things can become life-threatening for pets. There was a pet in Florida named Midnight, a cat, and Midnight the cat swallowed 26 hair ties. My first question would be, why would anybody have 26 hair ties to begin with? But the cat ate them, their intestines got blocked, and the cat no longer was able to swallow food and digest it. And they were going to euthanize the cat till they did an x-ray and said, oh my gosh, what is in this little critter's stomach? Well, turns out what was in there were 26 hair ties that the cat had eaten. And I had one of my coworkers one time who used to let her dog play with a little rubber ball, and the ball would disappear, and she thought the dog was just hiding it somewhere, and she would give him another one to play with. Well, it turns out the dog was eating the balls, and they had to have a surgery to save the dog's life. So keep those kind of things away from your little pets. You just don't need to let them have access, just like they're a little kid that doesn't know any better. You know, don't let them have access to things that they can eat and that can kill them. And
well, and also we in our house, Ollie the Wonder Dog is the best behaved dog ever at dinner time. And so we have to be careful what treats we give her. And we've got a list on our phones of what things are toxic to dogs. You know, everybody knows chocolate, but I didn't know grapes were toxic.
Well, I've heard the grape story, and before I knew of the grape story, my little dachshund loved grapes. Mm. And I would sit there and eat grapes and give him one. If grapes are toxic to dogs, they're not toxic to my dachshund.
Well, let's hear it for Winston's constitution.
I don't know, but Brian, I've heard the exact same thing. In fact, my daughter's dog ate some grapes, and they took it to the vet and had his stomach pumped. So,
I don't know. I've already put enough money into my free dog. I don't want to do that, too.
Yeah, you told me about that. So one other thing before we get out of here this break is guess what happened on this day in 1965? The Pillsbury Doughboy was introduced.
Oh, how about that?
How about that? And that little guy has been on TV for quite some time, and I've had his little name has been used on many people who probably could use to stand to lose a few pounds, but that's the Pillsbury
Doughboy. I'm right here, Bill.
What's that?
I'm right here.
Well, no, I'm not talking about you.
Well, you better not be.
No, people said that about me. But the Pillsbury Doughboy came out in 1965. So that's it for some of the news of the offbeat, weird, and strange that I come across every now and then. And so let's go ahead and take a break, Brian, and we'll get out of here and wrap this thing up for the week.
And Bill, we're not doughy. We just have a lot of potential energy.
There we go.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Tom Abraham here from my friend Ross Roberts and his team at Valley Equipment Rental, and they have a brand new product for you. If you happen to be standing on a concrete or tile floor, Valley Equipment has the perfect cleaning solution for you. Whether it's new construction, daily work areas, or an area that's been neglected for too long, the Valley Equipment team of experienced professionals can help you choose the right floor scrubber or sweeper for your needs. Valley even has the right cleaning products for the job. Call Valley Equipment Rental today to learn more. Make a clean sweep with Valley Equipment Rental.
Hey folks, Arthur Seed, managing partner at University Kia, let you know we are proud supporters of Alabama and Auburn football. Swing by University Kia today and check out our huge selections of brand new Kias, including the spacious Telluride 8-passenger SUV, the slick new K5, the sporty Kia Seltos. We've got perfect cars for every lifestyle and budget. Visit UniversityKia.com to view all our amazing offers and get pre-approved amenities. 'Cause we want to see you in a Kia. Roll Tide, War Eagle.
You'll love the expanded wine selection at Liquor Express. From special occasion to everyday table wines, they've got what you need. Meet your friends at the largest tap wall in Alabama with 105 rotating selections. Then take home a growler full of your favorite or choose from our 1,000 canned or bottled beers. Need help stocking your bar or planning your party? Liquor Express has a knowledgeable, professional in-house staff that can assist you with anything from your bar to the planning of your special event. Visit LiquorExpress.net for tasting specials, giveaways, and classes.
AL Cert number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinions?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are a grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490 or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
Have you ever turned your back on God? Have you ever absolutely known the right thing to do and just turned around and walked away in disobedience? I know that I have. Aren't we thankful for our great and merciful God who loves us and forgives us and remembers our sin no more? I'm so thankful that His mercies are fresh every day. I need that, and I suspect you do too. Hey, I'm John Deese, pastor of Cross Point Church, and if you're looking for a church home, come see us. We're smack dab across the street from the YMCA in Madison, and check us out at cpcfamily.org.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
And I'm still hoping, waiting, praying, I did not die in vain.
Folks, this is Bill Crawford and Brian Temple with The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. As we have stated earlier, we have a short week this week. This is going to be our last broadcast of the week. But next week, we've got a lot of good shows lined up. On Monday, we're going to have the communications director of the Botanical Garden come on. And after that, as is per usual, we're going to have one of the Fox News leads come on and tell us what's happening around Huntsville. On Tuesday, we have a revisit from senatorial candidate Seth Burton. And Tuesday afternoon on Veterans Corner, we're going to have the executive director of the Veterans Museum here in Huntsville, which, again, is one of the best-kept secrets in town. I've been there many a time. Wednesday afternoon, we have the Redstone Rocket and our first segment with Skip Vaughn. After that, we're going to have Alabama Supreme Court Justice Will Sellers. And then this is a guest, Brian, lined up. I'm really looking forward to talking to on Thursday. The Powerline Rodeo, which is going to be in Huntsville. That's going to be cool. We're going to have those folks on and many other good guests. A great week coming up next week. Hope you can enjoy listening to it with us.
And during this time tomorrow, you'll be hearing the Trash Pandas and those who are prospects with the Anaheim Angels playing the Cleveland Guardians. Live from Phoenix, our own Josh Carey will be here. And then Friday, NCAA playoff basketball. So I guess if we got to get bumped by something, that's not bad.
No, that's not bad. Alabama versus Hofstra. It ought to be a good game. So,
all right. Bill, see you Monday.
I'll see you Monday. And folks, remember, we got soldiers deployed all over the world. Keep them in your thoughts and prayers. They're out there doing what they do so we can live the life we do in this great country. And as always, God bless you and God bless America. And I'm out of here.